Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
When is it enough? You heard that if you were watching last night. Dan, I don't know if you were watching or not. You look in pretty good health. Maybe you wouldn't if you were watching like I was intently on this. Just marking down what is so galling. This is the same woman who said it not once but twice in 2008 in Xenia, Ohio, for the first time in my adult life. Not life. Notice how my adult life, I'm proud of my country. Why was she proud of the country? Because Barack Obama was going to be president. They were receiving. That's the only thing that made her proud of her country in her adult life. Who knows if she was allegedly affirmative action at Princeton or not? I don't say that about Obama. I don't say it about the Clintons. But Mrs. Obama, never challenged. Never challenged by anybody under any circumstance.
Don't let anyone ever tell you that this country isn't great. And let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult life, I am proud of my country.
Boy.
Because this right now.
Boy, you must have had that at your fingertips. You know, the Democrats, too, want a mouth at their convention. Yeah, America is great. And then they run it down. Then we still need affirmative action. We need everything else out there. But it's never finished. And what genius put Bernie Sanders, followed by a Batman villain, who said he was, look at Pritzker. If you put him up on Twitter, let's say, what Batman villain does that guy remind you of? By the way, if it's your money and you want to buy 50 homes, I don't want to hear from you, though. Now, I'm not saying, you know, Trump is a rags to riches story. That would be preposterous. But the Pritzker guy stands up there and says he's a billionaire, and it's Hyatt. I don't think he founded Hyatt or anything like that. So they're going to cheer this. It doesn't matter. These things in the media, nobody picks up. I mean, doesn't that go off in their head? Wait a minute. You have three $10 million homes plus. And yet you're going to be talking about people in America don't have stuff and all this. Then should you not have maybe one-tenth of that? Wouldn't that be enough?
I mean, conspiracies aside, if you can afford a private chef, you probably shouldn't be speaking.
That's another thing. Yeah, that's another example. No, Dan, that's a great one. If you have a private chef, then we don't want to hear from you about decency and telling us how to live. Progressives want it both. At least, well, no, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, Dan, has three homes or four. How does he talk about anything?
Well, he rides a bike.
Yeah, we gave you the rider that Bernie Sanders had at every hotel he has to stay with, all the stuff that you have to do. How do these people get to tell us societally about that? The answer is they don't. Well, I'm going to remember that one. If you have a private chef out there on paddle boards or something, you know. You know, and it's,
you can afford to pay a chef to go paddle boarding.
And
especially.
It's so hacky where they are. Right over a cliff in Hawaii. Martha's Vineyard, of course, the ultimate of hypocrisy. And in Georgetown, or bordering on Georgetown in Washington.
Like, if you gave me a list of the top five elitist locations in the United States, they got three of them.
Yeah, exactly. And they're working on the fourth and the fifth. What are you doing with three? I'd love to know how many days a year are the Obamas in the Hawaiian house? Well, a perfect example. Did you happen to see it last night? We have the sound, we'll play you, of the Jersey person reading off how many votes for Kamala Harris. But Phil Murphy, Dan, actually had the nerve to say, we're Jersey. And I bet all across Jersey, including Zee, always saying, no, you're not. You're from Massachusetts. Who are you kidding, buddy?
I live in Italy.
Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. And Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, thanks for starting us off.
Hello, Dom. I have a bulletin for you. Jennifer Lopez is divorcing Ben Affleck.
Oh,
yeah.
Newsman Joe.
Newsman Joe. Thank you, Joe, for that. No more Bennifer. So, Joe, who's your CEO?
Tony Stark, Iron Man, assisted by Pepper Potts.
I like it.
All right. Tony Stark as the CEO. All right. That's outside the box a little bit. We can roll with that.
Well, Don, what do you think of J-Lo and Ben Affleck? I think he was wondering your thoughts on that.
Well, I think she's would be impossible to live with, obnoxious. But in the category, all right, I'll ask you, who's more insufferable, Affleck Or let's start with one we just talked about. Affleck or Springsteen? I say Affleck.
No, it's definitely Springsteen.
No, I say Affleck.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to win on
you
that.
You got one who's a bad actor who's very corny and another who's just completely disingenuous and makes political statements left and right. And
I'm sticking with Affleck.
Acts like he's a blue-collar guy. Yeah.
All right. You may win on that one. By the way, RFK Jr. got dumped. The suggestion toward the end of the show yesterday when his VP person said they're looking to form a party, an actual party for 2028, the People's Party, funded by billionaires, or endorsing Trump. So I'm going to predict, Dan, they are going to endorse Trump. It will happen. I'm trying to figure would they do it during the convention to rob a night. How much news play would that get? Or will they wait? They wouldn't do it on Friday. So I'll predict Monday. By then, RFK Jr. will endorse President Trump. And we were asking, do you see him as a VP choice? Oh, the bile, the all-out attack. Because I was just looking at the idea, does he help you to win? Would that do anything? Because he's really crashing the polls, but if he gets out, which I hope he does, that helps Trump because the polling is pretty clear that slightly, very slightly, he's taken a little bit more. Don't ask me why. I can't figure that out from Trump than he is from Harris. Slightly, you know, in the swing states. So Trump could appoint him, the obvious, Health and Human Services.
The way that the VP candidate spoke about the Democratic Party, I think it alone isn't. I don't even know if he needs to give him a seat in the, you know, anywhere in the cabinet. Just the way the seething hate that it seems his fans have for the Democratic Party after seeing the turmoil that they had to go through might just send him to Trump.
Oh, he wants something. Yeah, she did talk about all they put operatives inside to sabotage them, etc. So. No, I think it's fine if Trump makes him the head of Health and Human Services, but people still adamant rejecting him. He's just a liberal hiding. He's more of a hybrid of a lot of different stuff. So I think this is going to happen. How much of an impact? It's not going to be something that alone turns the election. But remember, this is an incremental gain. Say in Pennsylvania, how many people now would give another look at Trump or at least not want to vote for Kennedy if Kennedy endorses? For the future, walls on China, whenever we finally, if we do, get to some questions. Now, our buddy, Dan, Josh Shapiro, was asked yesterday whether he agrees with what Biden said at his 11/28 speech the other night, where he said, you know what? Those people protesting in the speech, they have a point. What point do they have? Josh Shapiro was asked. He was asked, do they have a point, the mobs, the pro-Hamas mob, yesterday in Chicago? And he said, look, I haven't heard specifically what they've said. I'm not going to try to duck your question. What do you mean? Does anybody follow up and say, are you kidding me? What do you mean? I haven't heard specifically. I haven't seen their position paper on this. What's their point? We know what their point is. They hate Israel. They pretty much hate Jews. They don't want Israel to kill Hamas. They want to go back to this. They're flying flags. Shapiro went on to say, I'll address it. I think protesters are absolutely right to have their voices be heard, whatever the rules of the road are, told Jewish Insider after speaking to the California delegation. They've got to follow the rules, but their voices should be heard and they should be encouraged to exercise their First Amendment rights. Whether I agree with them or not is beside the point. No, it's not. President of the United States said they have a point. Do you agree? I think as a party, it's important that we welcome perspectives from all different walks of life, from all different areas. And I look forward to hearing their perspective. This guy is beyond. Even for his reputation, he doesn't know what their point might be. All right, here is, at least from CNN, the IVF stuff, trying to clarify the difference. Did Walls get caught up in something again? Here's what they said.
Now, that's not accurate, right? I mean,
It wasn't IVF. It was a different procedure, and his wife, Gwen Walls, the First Lady of Minnesota, is taking care to tell CNN that they actually used a procedure called intrauterine insemination.
IUI.
It's a process she described as an incredibly personal, difficult experience. They did use fertility treatments. It wasn't IVF.
Any woman
Any
one of the 1 in 7 women who goes through fertility treatments, IUI is part of the suite of fertility treatments. It's a step below IVF. It's direct insemination versus creating embryos. I think that is a stretch to say that it's not part of the broader fertility treatment.
The way they explain it is, he just talks like how regular people talk.
I mean, oh, God.
First of all, my wife did IUI not once but twice, and then we did IVF not once but twice trying to have a child. And so as a father of IVF babies or whatever, yes, I would call. I mean,
you're not winning if you're making that.
All right. Here's the thing with this guy again, Dan, what I think. I think he's saying IVF because he knows he's going to hold that against Republicans in Alabama. And he's not held to the standard. Look, he's not a dummy. Well, to be determined. But the procedure they used, instead of saying, yeah, we used a fertility procedure.
It's a very important distinction when it comes to the topic of abortion.
Yeah.
Because IUI,
yes. Right.
From what they're saying here, is that the embryos are still, they're not taking out of the female. So there's no, so a lot of the discussion
right.
about IVF is,
right.
when you have IVF, what happens is you take the eggs out and there's a potential for those embryos to die. And
right.
do those embryos have the right to life? Whereas IUI, what's happening is you're taking the male product and it's
right.
inseminating the female. With the, you know, eggs already there, so there's no chance of those, from my understanding, being out of utero and losing.
No, I think you clarified that greatly. But I also think the political thing is, he wanted to say IVF because of the idiots in Alabama who were engaged in this. He didn't want to go the distance of just saying, well, we had fertility treatment. How in the world could you be against that?
Oh, you're 100% right.
That's what he's
yeah.
doing, and he got caught again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they covered
because he knows that nobody in Alabama is going to have an issue with IUI. It's the IVF
right.
that they're going to have an issue with,
right.
even if he didn't do it. It's a lie.
Right. It's another lie. And they cover for him by trying to make us, oh, you guys, are you really going to stick to that? Oh, my God. And Dan just distinguished a big difference there between these two things. Just say fertility treatments. So, and you got a leg up in this conversation. You know, and again, I get it. We have to pay for the sins of these maniacs on this. That's the way I see it. And the media is going to run with that forever, and they're going to cover up for this guy. So he speaks tonight. God only knows the type of how many foods will he mention tonight, do you think, Dan?
Cheese curds.
How many food references will there be? Apparently, Dan, he was also lying about the football stuff, saying he's head coach and he was the defensive coordinator. I don't care, but it's a constant pattern of this stuff with the guy.
Like, I had a friend that, well, he wasn't really a friend, but it was a kid that I knew in Indiana. We were juniors in high school, and
right.
he moved to town from Florida. And he told us all this great stuff about how he's a great, well-known football player in Florida, and just talked himself up, and it all came out that this kid was an absolute liar, and he was just trying to convince everyone, set a great first impression. And then once people blew him up, he became a joke. And I see the exact same thing happen to this VP candidate, where the guy's trying to set a good first impression with all these, you
right.
know, what he thinks are... improvable lies, and now he's just getting blown up in his face, and he's going to become a joke, and now he's out here trying to... He's looking like a cartoon character coming
the
on
The only
stage.
Thing is, you didn't have the... That kid in Indiana didn't have the Praetorian Guard
right.
of CNN and MSNBC jumping in and saying, you're bullying him. So what? He caught a touchdown. All right, maybe he was in a game. Maybe he was a football manager. Maybe he said the word football. Maybe he can spell football.
Oh, man.
So you really distinguish
so
that well, Dan. We ought to wire that over to CNN and ask them to play it. You know, couldn't they have done a public service there? That woman jumping into the ring. Oh, males don't know what they're talking about. It's all the same thing. You made a big point of why it's not. He knows it's not. Just say, we had fertility treatment. Thank God. Science, that this works. And I'm in agreement with that. All right, 855-839-1210. You jump on board. Is he going to say tonight, Sergeant Major reporting for duty at the beginning of his speech? Let's see if he dares say it. I don't think it's folksy. I think Kamala Harris's husband, Dan, I don't know if you saw that part. Roe liked him a lot. I thought it was passable. You know, he seems like he could deal with what I think is a difficult diva lifestyle there, but he wasn't bad. I mean, after seeing some of the other stuff, God. All right, jump on board. Hit us on the side question, too. And if you have knowledge in that field, I think Dan distinguished it properly. Why lie about it? Well, because that's what this guy does. He makes a resume. He's a football coach. He likes to eat all kinds of food. He loves China.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.